The new U.S. Secretary of Veterans Affairs is ordering a major physical for the veterans' medical care system, a system he says is ailing. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich recently looked into the Ozarks Veteran Administration in Fayetteville, which serves the tri-state area.
On June 1st, U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs Secretary David Shulkman announced the VA system is in critical condition. He's ordered a top-down review. Wait times for veterans seeking new medical service appointments continues to be too long, he says, in some cases 2 months. His remedy is firing culprit employees, boosting Veterans Choice, a program which offers private sector care to veterans, and instituting more intensive support services for veterans at risk for suicide. We have two VAs operating in Arkansas, one in Little Rock, the other in Fayetteville, overseeing a constellation of clinics. The Veterans Healthcare System of the Ozarks says Director Brian Matthews, who's been at the helm for just a year and a half, is undergoing continual improvements.
Last year, we served almost 600,000 outpatient clinic visits. We serve about 54,000 veterans throughout Northwest Arkansas, Oklahoma, and the state of Missouri. So here on the main campus, we're a 58-bed facility. We have six outpatient clinics in Oklahoma, Missouri, and here in Arkansas.
Matthew says the Veterans Healthcare System of the Ozarks continues to get high marks.
Well, we stand very well as far as care within the United States. Here in our healthcare system, we have moved from a three-star facility to a five-star facility. If you look at our access numbers, we're leading the nation in a lot of cases. For a primary care appointment, on average, we're seeing veterans within 1 day. For mental health, less than 1 day, and for specialty care, around 4 days. If you haven't heard about it, we now have a public-facing website that has this information available to veterans or anyone that wants to take a look. It'll show access times, comparing us to the community, patient satisfaction, as well as the quality of care.
The website, accesstocare.va.gov, is posted on the Veterans Healthcare System of the Ozarks homepage. The colonial and classically designed Fayetteville VA campus, constructed on 50 forested acres in 1934, is situated on College Avenue, just north of the downtown. The historic facility is under constant renovation and updating. For example, a massive on-site solar array was installed several years ago, as well as a state-of-the-art parking facility for patients and guests. More importantly, medical facilities are also expanding, Director Matthews says, including a nearly completed 20-bed mental health substance abuse facility.
A 90-day program, and it'll treat veterans that have intensive mental health issues or substance abuse issues. And so back in the old day, we called it a domiciliary. So it's an opportunity for veterans to get the treatment they need to work themselves back into society.
The U.S. opioid crisis, driven through rampant marketing and sale of medically prescribed addictive pain-killing drugs starting in the early 2000s, has killed tens of thousands of Americans, including veterans.
It is a crisis, and the VA has been leading the effort to reduce reliance on opioids. Here in our healthcare system, we started focusing on it in 2013, and since then, we've had an 80% reduction in prescribing and usage. We constantly train our providers on how to have the conversation, and it's been having a really good effect and results.
Ahead of the pain curve, this VA has offered alternative and complementary medicine to veterans dealing with acute and chronic pain.
Alternative medicine is amazing. We offer Tai Chi, Reiki, yoga, acupuncture, and we've started to use chiropractic care.
But Director Matthew says his VA is constantly recruiting expert medical specialists to meet growing demand.
We have had some challenges in recruiting psychiatrists and psychologists, GI doctors and as such. And so we're really looking to increase our recruitment efforts to get those specialties on board. We are in design for an acute inpatient psychiatric unit. It'll be a 15-bed standalone unit. So we hope to have that design completed by early next year and move into the construction phase shortly thereafter.
costs of infrastructure and staff expansion are not shouldered by the state, but rather by the Fed.
Through Congress, through their appropriations, and so we've been very fortunate to have a number of projects approved. In addition to the mental health building, we have three outpatient clinics that we're currently working on. One in Springfield, Missouri, which is well under construction and moving along very well and on track to open the end of next year. We just announced the outpatient clinic in Joplin, Missouri. So we're going to have our kickoff meeting next week and start the design process on that. And so we hope to have that one open by the end of next year also.
U.S. veteran demographics are shifting as elders pass, and the VA is working to accommodate younger and younger veterans' preferences, Matthews says.
We are having fewer and fewer World War II veterans. Our Vietnam veteran population is increasing, and I suspect that that will start to decrease here shortly. But what we're really seeing an increase in is our younger veterans. As military medicine improves, things that soldiers didn't survive on the battlefield, they now survive. And when they transition from DOD to the VA system, we're well equipped to handle those issues. Things that are important to younger veterans are single patient rooms, which we have a plan to move to towards with all of our rooms. Having Wi-Fi access, we're moving towards getting that in all of our waiting areas and throughout the medical center. And on top of that, younger veterans are a right now generation. And so we do offer same-day access for primary care and mental health appointments if a veteran feels that they need that. So our focus is to continue to provide, you know, world-class health care to the aging veteran population, but to also focus on the younger veteran population as well as our fastest-growing segment, which is women veterans.
Veterans Healthcare System of the Ozarks, Director Brian Matthews says, is engaged in public outreach through town hall meetings, media gatherings, and news releases to let veterans across three states know staff are on hand to help.
A lot of times I hear a veteran say that they had not sought care with us because they felt it was taking away from another veteran, and that is furthest from the truth. We're here to provide health care to any veteran that has earned that benefit.
U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs Secretary David Shulkin reportedly also plans to improve and update infrastructure, consolidate VA headquarters in Washington, D.C., and launch a long-promised Veterans Complaint Hotline. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
You can find a link to the Veterans Healthcare System of the Ozarks Public Access Portal at our website, ozarksatlarge.com.